Get ready, because Minecraft is about to get sexy.
No, not like that.
You've got a nice gaming computer, but Minecraft still looks like a low-end game from the 90s. In this episode, I'm going to show you everything you need to know to turn this into this. Oh, and I'll show you how to do it absolutely free. Stick around to the end of the video, where I'll compare the free resource packs both with and without shaders. Members of our fleet get behind-the-scenes access to our show, including all the embarrassing outtakes. Those who have been with us a while will remember way back in Studio D when I was nearly brought to tears after a viewer donated an NVIDIA Quadro RTX 6000 GPU for our broadcast rig. And here I am a couple years on, and still loving how that card is able to greatly accelerate the video production workflow here at the studio. But we've also been producing some Minecraft gaming videos as of late, and it looks like this. Feels like we're seriously underutilizing the power of our system, and quite frankly, I'd love the game to look better. So let's do it. This video is brought to you by Ameridroid.com. You can build your very own self-hosted Minecraft server with a super cheap single board computer. So check out Ameridroid.com to level up your maker gear. American-based sales and support, visit Ameridroid.com. For this free visual upgrade, we're going to need three things: a modded client, a shader pack, and a resource pack. A shader pack controls the way light is handled in Minecraft and how shadows are cast. A resource pack replaces the sounds and textures within the game, the actual artwork that makes up each and every block. Sometimes people call resource packs texture packs, which isn't quite wrong, but since resource packs can also include new sounds and music, it's not quite accurate either. To help us understand the difference between shader packs and resource packs, let's take a look at what some of the blocks look like. So here we are in the default Minecraft installation, which is often referred to as vanilla, since that's about as plain as it gets. Now let's look at the same scene, but this time with a shader pack enabled. As you can see, the sun is casting shadows, and the world generally feels a lot more realistic. One of the more impressive changes shaders improve is a genuine realism to the water. And this, of course, has a lot to do with how light reflects off the water and how water refracts the light. Shaders make the light much more realistic, and that causes blocks beneath the surface to have an authentic rippling look. Remember, shaders affect light and shadows. Let's turn off the shaders and return to vanilla. Take in this scene again and see how flat everything looks. The textures are 16 pixels squared, which gives Minecraft a really pixel art style appearance, but we can replace those low resolution textures with a resource pack. The cobblestone looks much more realistic and loses that pixelated, boxy texture look. Here, I'm looking at a texture pack that is 128 pixels squared, which means a single face of this cobblestone, which used to be just 16 by 16 pixels stretched out in vanilla, it's now 128 by 128 pixels. While you look for resource packs, keep in mind that these will be labeled as 32x, 64x, 128x, 1024x, and so on. Now, the number is a reference to the resolution of the textures. So the higher the resolution, the more impact it could have on your game's performance. So if your computer isn't the best of the best, you might try starting with a lower resolution pack, say 128x or even 256x. A more powerful rig like mine can handle 1024x with no performance impact at all. For the most part, free resource packs will be of a lower resolution, with higher resolution versions of the same pack available for a modest fee. A lot of them, such as Patrix, Stratum, or Umsea, offer lower resolution versions for free, which may be exactly what you need, but then you have the option to upgrade later if you'd like. My suggestion is that you spend absolutely nothing. Now hear me out, because artists and coders deserve to get paid. Simply start with the free ones to see how your system handles it. Free, in this case, does not mean crippled in any way. It's not going to have ads or hidden features. It's just that you get a lower resolution texture pack. Better than vanilla, but you could still get better if you wanted to pay. Astonishingly, resource packs can be as high as 1024 pixels resolution, with some being even higher than that. So we've now seen the difference between a shader and a resource pack. So let's combine both and see how that affects the look of Minecraft. When we come back, I'm going to show you how to install all the free stuff that you need to make your Minecraft look absolutely beautiful. Stick around. Members of our fleet get early access to all of our tutorials, plus a warm fuzzy feeling knowing that they're supporting someone who creates videos just like this one. Join our fleet today at patreon.com/category5. You may have heard of modding your Minecraft client. Don't let that scare you. We just need to install a Java program called Optifine, and this essentially makes it so Minecraft supports HD textures and shaders. Download this from Optifine.net. If you're wondering why I'm suggesting installing Optifine first, even though Minecraft Vanilla supports resource packs out of the box, it's because of some of the extra features Optifine brings, even to resource packs. Perhaps Reddit user The Great Argarath said it best in response to this question, because Optifine includes features like custom entity models and connected textures that some resource packs require. You can use them without Optifine, but you'll be missing out on a lot of features, and it could mess up the textures. Once you've got the Optifine jar file, double-click on it and see if it opens. If it doesn't launch, it means you're missing Java. So if that happens, you'll need to install the free Java program. Windows and Mac OS users can download that from java.com. On Linux, however, I prefer to just install Iced-T from the repositories, and then I open my jar files with that. With Java or Iced-T installed, make sure Minecraft is closed and double-click on the Optifine download again to install it. Once done, open Minecraft and you'll see a new option to launch the Optifine client. Make sure that's selected and launch the game. By running it once, Optifine will create the needed folders for our next steps. Close the game client and let's begin with a resource pack. There are so many to choose from and there's no de facto best place to start. So I'll give you a couple of options to get you up and running and then you can branch out from there. Now, first up, I'm going to download the free version of Umsea. This one is 512x, which honestly seems quite generous for a free release. Follow along with me, and if your computer can't handle 512x, don't worry. You can remove it, and I'll give you a 128x and even a 32x option in a moment. The link for Umsea and all the other downloads I mention are in the description below. On the Umsea download page, you can see a bunch of files, with the latest being R17 as of the production of this video. I was on the Seuss Patrons Discord and Prime pointed out that some resource packs release their versions in a compounding way. So in those cases, you're required to install several files, not just the most recent. If you only install the most recent, you'll only have the most recently added textures, but you'd be missing all of the previously released ones. Umsea is one such pack, so I'll have to download every single one of these release files. Once complete, open Minecraft and click Options. Click Resource Packs and hit Open Pack Folder. Yes, you could just browse to it, but by showing you to do it this way, it'll be the same steps for Windows, Mac OS, or Linux. Now, simply cut and paste your downloaded resource pack files into this folder. Don't decompress them. You need to leave them exactly as they are. Back in Minecraft, you'll now see those resource packs. Now, notice in my case, I'm seeing these as being incompatible. That's because Umsea expects that I have a shader installed, which I have not yet done. It's still okay for me to add these, and if there's a problem, I can easily remove them. Add the newest release by clicking the arrow on its icon, and then add the next and the next until you've added them all. Notice the order in the right column. That actually matters. You want the newest at the top and the oldest at the bottom. This way, if they've fixed a texture in one of the newer ones, you'll get that fix. Now let's open the game. A quick note that in extreme cases of incompatibility, Minecraft might actually crash after adding a resource pack. Now, if that happens to you, just delete the incompatible resource pack file from the folder and restart the game. Then try a different pack, probably a lower resolution one. In my case, UMSIA512X looks and works great. If you find it causes a lot of lag or otherwise impacts performance, simply disable the resource pack and try a lower resolution one. If you need a smaller resource pack, or if you simply want to try the next free option, let's take a look at Stratum. Now this one is found at continuum.graphics, and a reminder that all the links are in the description below. The free version of Stratum is 128x. Unlike UMSIA, Stratum is released in a single file. So let's download that one and follow the same installation steps. I'm actually going to remove UMSIA from my loaded resource packs and instead add Stratum. Load up the game, and voila! Stratum also looks spectacular when compared to vanilla and is less resource intensive than UMSIA since it's only 128x. And finally, if you still need something that's lower resolution or you just want to try a very complete resource pack, you can grab Patrix, whose free version is just 32x. So it should run great on any computer while still being twice the default quality of vanilla with some great added visuals. Patrix 32x is distributed in several files, and you can add each of those to get the complete pack. Again, all of those resource packs can have much higher resolution if you toss a bit of money toward the developers. But I'm showing you only the free stuff today. It's up to you if you want to get more, but either way, I'd start with the free one and see that it works for you. Here's a tip. Remember how UMSIA came in separate numbered release files and each file adds to the previous? Well, this is because in older releases, some textures are missing. So the designer then creates those textures and releases them separately. And by adding both release files, you then get both sets of those textures, making it more complete. But even with all the releases of a pack, you might still find that some textures are missing because they have not yet been redone. That said, from one resource pack to the next, each designer might have created other textures that the other one has not. So by combining your favorite resource packs and setting their order, you'll end up with a much more complete texture replacement. Let's add UMSIA and Stratum back in while leaving Patrix active. Adjust the order if needed, so Patrix is the fallback since it's a complete pack, and then each additional release replaces textures in the order that you set. So now, if a texture is missing from UMSIA, it'll load instead from Stratum, before falling back onto Patrix. The only time that you'd ever see a texture from vanilla is if it hasn't been redone by any of those three resource packs. Okay, now that we've got an understanding of resource packs and how to set them up, let's take a look at shader packs. There are a few different types of shader packs, and some will work better than others on certain hardware. It's fine to run it, and if it doesn't work, you can simply remove it by turning shaders off. Generally speaking, if you have a decent video card, you should be okay with most of the popular options. If your video card doesn't support the shader pack that you have installed, you'll simply have a very odd gaming experience, and if that happens, you can remove that shader and try another one. Or if all else fails and none of the shaders work at all, you can stick to just a resource pack. That'll mean you won't get the fancy lighting and shadows that a shader provides, but the textures will still look a lot nicer. Sonic Ether's Unbelievable Shaders, or better known as SUS, has a free version called Renewed. I'll use that for our demo today since it supports pretty much any NVIDIA card. You can download SUS Renewed from sonicether.com. As with resource packs, even SUS has a paid upgrade option, SUS PTGI, which stands for Path Traced Global Illumination. It offers ray tracing-like lighting effects without requiring an RTX graphics card. It's really something to behold. But what I recommend is that you first start with SUS Renewed, which is completely free, make sure everything works, and then, if you want even nicer graphics than the free version can provide, consider supporting the SUS project by upgrading. I'll download the free version. Now, in Minecraft, go to Options, Video Settings, Shaders, and click on the Shaders folder button. Just like the resource packs, you just need to place the shader pack file into this folder. Then, activate it in the Options, Video Settings, Shaders menu, and select the SUS Renewed shader. If SUS Renewed doesn't work on your system, you might try Continuum, which you can download from the same page as the Stratum resource pack. Just pop it into the Shaders folder and select it in the Options instead of SUS. Now launch the game, keeping in mind that we have three resource packs running along with SUS Renewed for shaders. Here it is again without the shader pack. And here it is with SUS Renewed enabled. Enjoy your beautiful new Minecraft experience. Hey, subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos about Minecraft as well as other tech stuff. And also hit like to show me you enjoyed this one, and click the bell to make sure that you get notices every time I post a new video. Thank you for staying to the end, and just for that, I'm going to sign off with a comparison for you using nothing but free packs. Don't forget, if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. From Category 5 Technology TV, I'm Robbie Ferguson. Enjoy the clips.